Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pascual Cardone, and my co-host is Evelyn Calleja.
Hey, Pascual, how's it going?
Everything is going great, thank you, Evelyn. And I should say, since we're taping this on the weekend, on Monday, for our Wednesday audience, let me wish you a happy Memorial Day.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. And happy Memorial Day to all our listeners and those who serve. Thank you for your service.
Yes, we appreciate that. I have my nephew over in the Air Force. He's stationed in Cambridge, Patrick James. So thank you, Patrick James, for your service.
How nice.
Yes.
And you, my friend, are such a busy guy. You know, I do nothing. So just listening to your whirlwind life, like this past weekend, you jammed in a lot, my friend.
This was a very busy weekend because the second twin, my nephew, Andrew, married his sweetheart, Cynthia, in New Jersey. And we had a fabulous time. Really was. It was just beautiful. Although I'm getting a little bit old because I was a bit of a curmudgeon. The music was fabulous. It was a little loud. You know, it's like,
oh no, it's that.
It's that. And it was great. The band was fabulous. The food to die for. I didn't want to talk to anybody at the reception, at the cocktail hour. You know what? The cocktail hour should be cocktail hours because you have like 1 hour to eat all the stations. And we, you know, everybody walked in and they have all the different stations over there. It was just to die for. The shrimps, the Italian calamari, the pasta station. There were so many things, the carved meat. Oh, I really didn't want to get stuck talking to people because I saw them all 20 days ago at Katie's wedding. So, you know, you keep your head down when you walk around. So it's like, I did talk to people, but you only have an hour to just eat and eat. But anyway, it was delicious. Really,
you know, those weddings, Eric and I have always said, and actually our own wedding was only hors d'oeuvres, because the cocktail hour is always like the best part, better than a sit-down, I think.
It really was. I mean, I had the filet mignon for the sit-down, but it was fabulous. It was just, the cocktail hour, and then they bring it around the little trays, and I had the crab cakes. I'm getting hungry now. I got to go.
I know. I mean, I haven't eaten dinner, so...
Oof. It was very good. But no complaints. It was just, you know, it's funny as you get older, it's like the music you think could be a little bit lower. But of course, we're getting old.
And, you know, you take some great pictures.
Oh, thank you.
What a gorgeous couple. Are people getting better looking, you think?
Oh, I think we're getting cataracts. But no, they are getting very good looking. They're really nice kids. The kids are really, they're both nice children, nice kids.
I know. I feel the same thing when I'm around my niece and her husband. They're not babies. I always said, Eric, are we going to go see the kids? We saw them this weekend. They're far from kids, you know, but they have kids themselves that have older kids.
I know.
Wow. It's really amazing.
The one nice thing I can say is Cynthia's parents, they have a pool, an in-ground pool in New Jersey. So I was teasing Valerie, the mother, you know, I'm like, oh, we're family now, right? You know, like looking at the pool. Oh, yeah. I'll become that uncle, you know, like, yeah, he's here again. Well, especially just during the summer. I love it.
I can imagine. Pool. That's fabulous.
Are you in your pool much?
Well, it's so funny. This weekend, yesterday, one of the first times in a long time, our friend Sandy came over. And we spent some hours in our pool, floating around our pool, something we never do. I got some color. Nice. Yeah. So everybody got color. It was very nice. We were the three of us floating around. And she brought ribs. She brought, you know, lunch. Such a doll. And some pasta salad. So we didn't cook. We just had ribs that she got right off the thing. There's a grocery store called Winn-Dixie here. For holiday weekends, they have a big barbecue thing out in the parking lot. So she just drove right in, walked right up, and got ribs right off the grill. Delicious. Delicious. But, anyway, so this episode drops on Wednesday, June 1st. officially a new month. So what does that mean?
That means what?
We have to go over the holidays of
June. So what's June 1st? And well, we're going to do it every week. So what's June 1st? That's June 1st.
Oh, you told me what it was. One of them that stuck out to me that you told me was Say Something Nice Day is June 1st. I really am fighting against that.
Why? You're not, you don't say nice things?
I say nice things all the time. It's just, you know, do I have to say a nice thing about some particular person? I'm not saying anything nice about Kim Kardashian. I'm telling you that right
now. I didn't even look her up this week. I just thought, you know, I'm off Kim. I just need a break.
Well, I looked it up because my friend, you know, my Lisa Google, my the source on All Celebrity, they're away. They went to California to visit her family. So I didn't want to bother with a text saying, oh, do you have a minute to tell me anything that's interesting going out there? So I did Google it. And of course, I got to tell you, these Kardashians, they must spend $1 million a month on their publicists. They are everywhere.
No, I know. I just wanted to take a break.
Well, the one thing that came up that they both went, they said they're called the Beach Blonde Duo. So her and her boyfriend, Pete Davidson, they both dyed their hair platinum blonde. And during that whole clip, they kept showing her in that dress. Stop with the dress.
Oh, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll move on. Good Lord.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the only thing. So I'm not going to say anything nice about her. But what else is June 1st?
It's June 1st. But I do want to tell you about something else. About who? About Britney Spears. I want to tell you about her. June 1st was National Pen Pal Day.
Oh.
Have a pen pal?
I don't have a pen pal. Do people have pen pals anymore?
I don't know. I don't have one. Global Running Day.
I'm not running. Forget it. I'm not doing it.
And Global Day of Parents.
Oh, so you celebrate both parents on one day. Very nice.
But you have Mother's Day and Father's Day. So, but this is global?
This is global. Obviously, it's global. You know, the whole world is celebrating the parents.
And World Reef Awareness Day.
So I'm aware of the reefs.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. So that's
are you doing to protect them? What are you doing to protect them?
Nothing. I don't do anything to protect them. Well, I don't go to visit them. That's what I don't go on the water. I don't go in boats. There you go. There. I've done my bit for conservationists all over the world.
Okay. So let me tell you about Britney Spears. She's 40 years old. And she still has like guardianship over her money. It's like at 40 years old, what is that? But I read in the article that she didn't go to the Met Gala because she didn't want to fly. And she just stayed home in the bathtub with her dog and she put her PJs on.
She's in the bathtub with her dog.
Well, yeah, that's what I was like, in the bathtub with your dog. But she made a big thing about not going to the Met Gala. She'd never been to the Met Gala. Like, why do we even have to know about this? Who cares? You know what I mean?
I could see you are very annoyed.
Well, that just ticked me off. I would have taken her ticket. I mean, I could put on something pretty.
Exactly.
That just annoyed me. I'm like, you people. Anyway, but you mentioned about the Kim Kardashian and Pete. They colored their hair.
They colored their platinum blondes together.
All right. Well, I don't have that to color, but I'm changing my hair person to cut my hair. Before the wedding, I went to get my hair cut, made an appointment, didn't say what time. I just said, you know, I made the appointment, I'm coming. So I went over there within 5 minutes. There were two people already sitting there. And they had a big head of hair. I'm like, oh, that's going to take a while. So I'm like, all right, just patient. You know, the late two girls were working on two people. I'm like, all right. So somebody came over and she said, did you check in? I said, yes, I already did. Pre-checked in. So the girl proceeds to tell this other girl she's working on her hair. She says, let me fit him in. She's screaming across the floor and she's pointing to me.
Excuse me.
He says, let me get him. He has no hair. It won't take me very long to get him in.
Oh, God.
And I looked at her. The two people with hair looked at me. The other girl in the chair looked at me. And I got up and I thought, let's make a joke of this. You know, what are you going to do? It's like, I have hair. It's just on the side. You know, and I said, you know, that really hurt, laughing, like, you know, under my breath. Oh, good thing it's not nice to say something nice day, because I wasn't saying something nice under my breath. But I mean, like, you know, so she said to me as I'm sitting in the chair, you should do something different. You should just shave it all off. I said, yeah, I'll think about it.
Well, so what is it? How business?
I'm not going back there. She embarrassed me. It's like, I'm so, I have some less hair than other people. But what a thing to scream across. Let me take him. He doesn't have any hair. It'll take me a few minutes.
Yeah.
Isn't that rude?
Your change is very rude. And I'm not going back to them. You're changing?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to another barber. I'm not doing it. But the only good thing is my haircuts cost $22. She only charged me $10 because she looked and she said, oh, you were just here 3 weeks ago. I said, it's my niece Katie's wedding. And she said, I'll just charge you $10 for a neck job. I'm like, what the hell is a neck job?
I don't just even want to know.
I know. I'm like, what is that about? A neck? I said, $10. I'm taking. Just gave her a tip, and I walked out, and I said goodbye.
Do they trim your goatee?
No, I do that. I'm
because your goatee is perfect. It is really perfect.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I just spend a little time. I'm always afraid somebody else to touch it because I don't know how it's going to look. You know what I mean? They could just zip a little bit more off and say, "Oh, it looks better." It's like, no. I liked it the other way, but then what do? You're stuck.
What are you going to do?
It happens.
I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow.
Good for you. I like when you blow dry your hair. Yeah. It really looks pretty. It looks nice. Otherwise, you let it grow dry naturally?
Yeah, it's curly, but the curl, since I started blow drying, the curl doesn't come up fully formed. So I don't like doing that anymore. And since we're going to go away.
Right.
I want to have shorter hair, so it'll be less maintenance.
Good.
But you know, with this foot, I'm really concerned.
You said you hurt your foot.
I hurt my foot. I had it x-rayed. There's no fracture, but I have pronounced bone spurs at the bottom of my heel. It is so painful, Patty. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So we're going to be schlepping all over England and Norway for 3 weeks, for 4 weeks. No, longer, 6 weeks.
Are you taking a cane? Are you going to use
a cane? I have a cane, and Eric already ordered the wheelchair assistance. So.
Oh, good for you. You might as well take advantage of it. It doesn't cost extra, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't cost extra. And I don't really like it, but... I mean, it's been so painful. And I went to the podiatrist. They put a shot, an anti-inflammatory shot right in the foot. Oh, my God. It was so painful.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, it's still not better. Sorry, so I don't know what's going to go with that. But speaking of doctors, I went to the eye doctor the other day. How embarrassing. I don't know if it's a senior moment. I forgot the word for contact lens. I had to say to him, you know what? Can I get fitted for, you know, those things you put in your, you know, those round things you put in your.
But I mean, couldn't say them.
I forgot the word contact lens.
Oh, God.
Is that insane? He looked at me and I had three heads. I look at me too. I'm like doing like charades, you know, charades.
Oh my God.
You know, the round thing you put in your ear, you put in your eye, you know, to help you see. He says, oh, you mean a contact lens? I was like, yeah, I guess.
That's good.
Right.
I love it.
All right, you funny.
You all have those moments.
We all have those moments. I had it at the doctor's office. How embarrassing is that?
At least you're there at the doctor's. So I'm in the market for a new mani-pedi person too.
Oh, you are?
Men get those too, everybody. Yes, I wanted to get my feet and my fingers done for the wedding, but she didn't want to buff me. So I'm not going back to her. Yeah.
Well, you're having price, a lot $30 of problems with people.
I'm changing everything. $30 for a mani-pedi. That's fine. I don't put any nail polish on. You can. Some people do. I prefer not to. And so, I don't know, it was just one of those, I went to get my nails done. She did everything. And then she wanted to, you know, she said goodbye. And I wanted to buff them for me. And she said, $5 more. And I'm like, no, you didn't put any nail polish on my fingers. Give me that in exchange. Yeah. And she wouldn't do it. And she kept playing, no, $5, you know what I mean? She couldn't understand the English. Except when I gave her a 20 to give me change for a tip, she knew how to say, oh yeah, here it is, thank you. So yeah, I'm changing hairstylist and my mani-pedi people.
A whole sweep.
Rough week.
A whole sweep of new purveyors for you.
Can't do it, can't do it.
So, you know, I got a little feedback this past week.
What's that?
Feedback.
Feedback, I know
what the word is. Oh. My husband, you know, he's the one that puts our music together. So he listens to the podcast a couple of times while he's putting the music together in the beginning and the end. So we said, you got to stop starting something. Write everything down beforehand. Like, you can't remember the name of the actor. He was like annoyed with me almost.
Oh.
So I guess he doesn't think it's charming, like I'm charmingly forgetful. I don't think he thinks that's charming. Do you believe it?
One less.
Because I couldn't even think of Jared Leto's name. So shoot me already. Who cares? Oh, yeah.
You remember contact. This is a pattern here?
I don't know.
Seriously.
But he said, and also I was trying to line up that little audio thing, and I kept saying, do you hear it now? Last week at our
Mighty Mouse.
Yeah. So I apologize to everyone. I feel it's charming that I could be a little forgetful. I mean, this isn't like we're not in a big studio. Like, who's in a big studio? Who's producing this?
But I painted beautiful paint job in there. Look at that.
You see it behind me, that gorgeous paint job? Yeah.
So I happened to, I don't want to admit this, but I started to flip the channels. I don't mind saying I flipped the channel. That's not the thing. But it came upon Naked and Afraid.
You did.
And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I just watched it. No, 10 minutes. They both were wearing ponytails. I'm like, what is this? The guy and the girl both had ponytails, and that's fine. I'm not prejudiced. They can keep ponytails. But it turned me off when he had a handful of worms, and he said, these are so good. And then I said, you know, I'll only eat gummy worms, but I'm not eating real worms. So I changed the channel. But I thought of you. They look dirty. Not that I think you
were
dirty.
It's an interesting thing to
watch. Mud.
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes. It's the worms. They got me. Couldn't do it. But what I want to know is, what happens if they smoke? Are these people smokers? Because they were trying to light
that.
Well, yeah, but they were trying to make fire. You know what I mean? You put the wood together and you work on it. And I'm like, just use a lighter. And I'm like, oh, right. No clothes, people. How do they smoke?
They don't smoke. One of them, they were smoking elephant dung.
Really? I don't know what that is. Oh, elephant dung. I know what that is. But I mean, they were smoking.
They said it was kind of like getting high.
Well, I don't want to touch that one.
Yeah, no. I mean, please. It's bad enough with all the things we have to deal with. But
No, not good. Not good. Well, listen, I just want to let you know we've got a few more people listening to us.
Come on. Tell me who.
A few like Singapore, Japan, China, Peru, India, Brazil.
All from last week, different ones?
Yeah. All of a sudden, people are popping in.
So what about the guy from Algeria? Did he tell his friends?
I know. It's still the same amount. So I'm sure maybe he hasn't gotten around yet. So hopefully soon he'll.
Hey, Algeria, stop being asleep at the wheel. Tell your people. Oh my God. So anyway, Eric doesn't think I'm charming. So just to clarify, the actor that I couldn't remember in the Gucci, House of Gucci, was Jared.
Lady Gaga.
Huh?
Oh, okay. I thought it was Lady Gaga.
Yeah, no, but I remember I couldn't believe who played Paolo. I said, when I tell you who it is, you're never going to even believe it. It doesn't even look like himself. It was Jared Leto.
Okay.
But you know, in House of Gucci, you know that scene when they first walk into the house with the disco?
I didn't and see it.
You didn't see it yet?
No, I didn't see it. I don't. What did you see it on? How'd you see it?
I saw it in the plane. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't take a plane ride. Okay.
All right, anyway, sorry. So the first scene, they walk into this house, and it's disco music. And oh my God, that's how it used to be when you walked into a disco, how the wall of music just hit you. Remember that? You'd walk in the front door and the beat and everybody's dancing, and that's how it was.
Oh yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Good time. No, I do want to see that. I got to get out and see it. I don't think it's playing anymore, though. It's probably on, you have to buy it on TV.
You probably have to do a gaffe, but don't tell Eric you're buying it.
No, I know. I won't say anything. My lips are sealed.
Please, you know.
So I got called grandpa at school.
What grade were you teaching?
It was high school, and the one kid was being the clown, you know, and I said, come on now, stop it, sit down. And say, you know, be quiet and do your work. All right, Grandpa.
Oh, God, what did you do to him?
It's not like it's 1960, so I couldn't hit him. So I just gave him that look.
The good old day.
I gave him the look. Just sit down and be quiet. But I'm like, Grandpa. I'm not a grandpa. Not even
you
a dad.
Don't even look like a grandpa, even though you're going to be in the Senior Olympics. Any word on what you're...
No, nothing yet. I don't know. I mean, I've given them two opportunities on the phone and in person. So I don't know. It's June 22nd.
So I'm trying to stay buff. Wow, I can't wait. Yeah. Well, we'll talk then. Yeah.
I mean, there's only going to be, they said the maximum is 60 people. So I don't know how they're doing or what. Finale, I mean, like they had in the Olympics, right? The U.S., and all these other ones.
Well, you're going for the gold.
I mean, it's just seniors. I better get that gold. Come on, really?
Yeah, come on. With all those alticocas, you better be the one. So you know what I was thinking the other day?
Excited.
That I feel guilty when I'm rude to Alexa. I feel guilty. That's how I was raised. You shouldn't be so cruel.
Well,
and rude.
Today I had.
And I tell her to shut up.
Well, the best thing I did today was I just unplugged her, and it made me feel good, because today, every day when I wake up, I always say good morning. Well, I have to start with her name. I said, Alexa, good morning, and then she proceeded. Oh, she's starting again. Oh, shush up, Alexa. Anyway, Alexa, stop. No, I got to spell her name. So anyway, I said good morning to her, and then she says to me, good morning. And she also says, happy Memorial Day. I'm like, this is a good one.
Wow.
And she said, would you like to hear the national anthem? And I'm like, yes, of course. just me in the room. So it's like, why not? So the Alexa, I can't even say it. She plays it in the living room, but I'm in bed in the bedroom. I don't hear it. I hear it very lightly out here. So I said, Alexa, play national anthem here in the bedroom. Well, no, I can't play it because you'd have to pay for me to do requests for a single song. I said, but Alexa, you just asked me to sing this song. So you're singing the song, so change it, Alexa. I can't do that.
An ongoing thing.
But why wouldn't you play it on the same device that you asked me? Why would you change it to another device in another room?
Really?
That's what I didn't understand.
She's
playing
with you.
So I said, just make sure you play it in
time. She's passive aggressive.
So I just unplugged her. I got up, I unplugged her, I went to the living room, and I heard it. That's how I started my day. So yeah, Alexa is real. Got to watch it.
She's going to ask you. You can't say it.
Pain in the neck.
Huh. Well, Eric was in my room, and I said to him, just tell Alexa to turn on the... I have two plugs, one for the right side, one for the left side. So I just usually say, turn on right or turn on left. Well, I hear him in here and she's having a conversation with him. You know how sometimes the app says, I see you have two devices in that room. Would you like me to signify this for this? So he said, yes. He should never have said yes. Now she doesn't know from, I can't turn on the right one.
Why do you have two Alexas in one room?
No, I have one, but I have two plugs, one for the right lamp and one for the left lamp.
You know, about the lamp. Oh,
yeah, the
okay.
Plugs that, that work with them.
Right, the clapper thing, yeah.
No, clapper.
I was in the mall the other day and I wanted to go into the TV store, you know?
As seen on TV.
And I thought, oh, you think they have the clapper? I don't know. Anyway, so go ahead. So back to your.
I have it on Amazon.
Amazon. Well, I have the password now, so I can order it. Took me a while to find it.
Oh, you did? Oh, congratulations. Now, how's that?
No, I haven't got anything.
How's the Netflix?
Just be happy I have the password for Amazon. I know. I was over at my friend Andy and Celia after the wedding on Saturday, and he was trying to explain it to me over the phone, like what you can do. I said, well, I have to first call 611 and get the code. When I get the code, then we'll do it. Because I have a smart TV. It's just not a smart person to do it. Yeah. But anyway, I'll get it. Well, now that the season is over, all the TV shows, you know, Grey's Anatomy and all that, I have to really get to.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you see the last one of This Is Us?
Yes, but I'm not happy with the very last one. What I'm very happy with was the train, the one before.
See
the one with the train?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I had to watch it twice. I was crying twice. Loved it. And yes, men do cry.
Oh, you didn't like the last one. I liked the last one.
No. So that was like, cut that off. No.
It wasn't as good as the one with the train. Yeah.
The train, that's how they should have ended it. When she just, I'm sure hopefully everybody has seen it by now. But yeah, when she just laid down next to her husband, that would have been a perfect way to end it. Because then you know that they're together. It's like they would have such a love for each other.
Really?
It was beautiful. Well, that's the way I felt. But I saw her twice. It was good.
Good.
But yeah, I was disappointed with the last one. But that's my opinion.
Oh, my God, it was great. And I saw Grey's Anatomy. I think that's ending, too. I could be making that up.
Yeah, no, all the shows now are done. So that's why I've got to get Netflix. I'll work on it.
Yeah, listen, what the heck are you going to watch?
I know. Well, I was planning for the wedding, and now it's over. Now I got to work on it. Okay, so I have something to stump you with.
Oh, okay.
Why does glue not stick to the inside of the bottle? Is that a Google question?
That's an Evelyn Google question. I would think it's because, that's a good question. I think it's because with the plastic that they use to make those bottles, they have a non-stick thing so that that chemical thing of the glue doesn't stick to the, whatever the chemical composition of that bottle is. How's that? Doesn't that sound intelligent? Sounds almost like you know what I'm talking about.
I think that's good. I'm not going to question that. I will just take it for what it is.
You're going to embrace the Evelyn Google answer. Okay.
I definitely will. Thank you for sharing that.
All right. You're my guy.
And one other note, which is very sad. May he rest in peace. Ray Liotta. I loved him.
I know. I loved him too. Wow.
So hopefully he's on a journey wherever he is. 68 or something, 67, 69, something late 60s. I saw that, I'm like, no, he's really not at all. But I was like, wow. I don't know what they said. He just fell asleep in his sleep. He died in his sleep, just, you know, when he went out that way.
Which happened to all of us.
Which is a great way to go.
Yeah.
I know. So it was good. So wow, other than that.
Oh, yeah. It's about that time.
As much as I
love chatting with you, I think this is it for this episode. Chin with our wine. Cheers to you.
Well, your glass is empty there.
I drank the whole wine. Stuff. Yeah, I drank it all.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot to go on here.
Well, listen, everybody, I want to say thank you so much for listening in. What do you have to say, Evelyn?
I have to say the one nice thing I have to say is that I'm really enjoying this. I'm enjoying doing it with you, Pat. And I'm so happy people are tuning in and we do get feedback. Keep giving us feedback. We love that.
No, I appreciate it. It's a two-way street, really. Just, you know, let us know, good or bad. We love it.
Good.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Okay. Really have a great week, everyone. Until next week. See y'all.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Bye.